The devotional content of the following Mighty Man's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery. Copyright 2017, all rights reserved. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Well, greetings, family. This is the Monty Man, your host here on this week's Monty Man's Meditorial, entitled Change. Well, the hardest part of recovery is that it requires us to change. We might be intrigued by the idea of recovery. We might be inspired by stories about recovery. We might be even convinced that we need recovery. These and many other cognitive processes are relatively easy for you and I, but the doing of recovery will be hard because it requires change, and change is difficult. We understandably resist change. We are angry that we have to change. We feel shame that we need to change, and we are afraid that we'll not be able to change. We know that there will be moments when we find ourselves saying, I can't do it. It's way too difficult. Well, I'm reminded of the paragraph in the chapter How It Works in the book Alcoholics Anonymous. Right after reading the 12 steps, the spiritual principles that are required for change, it states, many of us exclaimed, what an order. I can't go through with it. And then it encourages us to not be discouraged, for no one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. And then there's a point to be made, and that is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles that are set down are guides to progress. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. But change is also the most exhilarating part of recovery, besides being something that we shun away from. We don't have to live in bondage to our addictions. Wow, change. We don't have to run in fear from relationships. Bam, change. We don't have to live as if we were responsible for the whole world. Major change, right? We can actually experience serenity. We can find freedom, and we can experience love. Change is both the most difficult and the most wonderful part of the recovery process. It engages us in a major internal battle. It is not a comfortable battle, but our capacity to change is the key to our hope. And God has given us the ability to change and grow. That's good news. God calls us to change. God gives us the perspectives and disciplines and encouragements that we need for change. And as we open ourselves to God's work, God works within us to strengthen us, heal us, and make us new. My hope for you is that God will surprise you with the capacity that He has given you for change. Well, many times change comes upon us without warning, and we find ourselves with the challenge of maneuvering our lives, schedules, and emotions to fit the change that has come upon us so suddenly. Well, one such change that has taken us here at Take 12 Recovery Radio by surprise has been the passing of our two beloved co-hosts, Denver Wolf and Marv Ramsey. And while we know that we can never replace our friends and fill their seats in the audio booth in a way that feels like they are actually back with us, Take 12 Recovery Radio continues on with our mission to help break the stigma that surrounds addiction. This will require the search for new co-hosts. And as we consider whom that might be, we are asking that you all join us as we commit this to prayer. This is a task that is very difficult and we take very seriously. And we appreciate your support as you pray with us. Well, until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.